"Good morning, Doris," Hank and Maggie said in unison. "Good morning." Doris wasn't smiling. "Someone has been in this church since last night and left footprints of dirt and mud on the basement floor. Was it one of you?" Doris gave both Hank and Maggie a withering glare. "No siree, Bob. It wasn't me," Hank said emphatically. "I was home with Pamela. You can call her." Hank sounded as if he were being interrogated by the police. Hank was one of the few people who had the right to be in the church anytime he wanted. He squared his shoulders and sent Doris an evil scowl. "I wasn't here last night either, Doris," Maggie said more calmly. "I was in the parsonage, but I didn't notice anyone around the church. Was the basement door to the outside unlocked?" That stumped Doris. "Well, I hadn't actually checked the door." The three of them trooped downstairs to check out the possible entryway of the mud vandal. The basement door was locked, but Maggie and Hank could see the mud prints on the floor. "This is strange," Maggie said. "Why would anyone want to come down here? Did you find any other dirt or mud marks in the church?"
"Believe you me, I have searched on my hands and knees by every door and window. Not another trace of filth. No one's going to pull the wool under my nose," Doris said, sounding a tiny bit like Hercule Poirot.
Hank walked over to the windows that flanked each side of the basement door. He pushed up. The right window was locked down tightly, but the left window lifted straight up.
"Well, looky here," Hank said.
Immediately, Doris said, "Hank, you crawl through there and see if you fit."
"What? No siree, Bob. Doris, I'm not crawling through that window. I've got a bad back."
Hank sounded highly insulted.
"I can't do it," said Doris. "I'm too fat. Plus, I'd have to take off my apron."
Maggie didn't know why that was an issue.
"I'll do it," she said. She kicked off her sandals and wrapped her white gauze skirt around her legs. She grabbed a folding chair, unfolded it, and climbed up. Then she grasped the window frame and easily pulled herself through.
"I did it."
"Of course you did," Doris said with disdain. "You're 27 and as small as a child."
Sometimes Maggie wanted to smack Doris with her own mop. Maggie slid back into the window frame.
"But there is plenty of room. Don't you think there is enough room for someone larger?"
"Easily," said Hank. "That's a large window there."
They heard two sets of feet coming down the basement stairs. The first set was the click-clack of Irina's high heels. The second set was much quieter. Irina and Marla, the church Sunday school superintendent, appeared at the door. Their eyes immediately went to Maggie hanging in the window frame. Maggie was just ready to jump down when she saw the two women. Distracted, her foot slipped and went through the back opening of the folding chair. The chair collapsed on her leg. She was pulled out of the window frame and then fell face first onto the cement floor. Her gauze skirt floated around her like a jellyfish. As she lay face down on the hard floor, she wondered if they could all see her underpants. Everyone gasped at once. Maggie groaned.